This week's Torah is sponsored by Family David Silver to celebrate the birth and chovot of their granddaughter, daughter of Yeshua Aaron and Zisi Silver. Shetizku legadlo l'Torah l'chupa l'maisim toivim. Shoydish Kislev, 9th of November, Rabbi Chonin Kalninsky, Esau Shchita.
I just start off with a short story of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim used to say a short story. There was once a village, and the villagers, this village used to go every year or so to the market. They used to go and sell this, have their items, they used to go and sell in the market. They used to buy things that you couldn't buy in the village. And they used to prepare themselves the whole year for it. It was an expensive trip, and travel far away. And they used to come back all happy with what they managed to do. And in this village there was some interesting fellow. Let's call him Shmerla, an interesting fellow. And he used to come with all ideas. He had nothing to do with himself the whole time. And he sees everything exciting. Everybody's going to this marketplace. So he's like, he's going along as well. But yeah, you know, he travels with. Far away, long in the sea. After a long time, after I don't know, a couple of weeks after the trip, he arrives back in the village. He said, go to see him. He's all happy with himself. He said, what did you buy? You went all the way there. It costed money and it costed time and koichas. What did you get? So he said, what do you mean? He said, I went from one butkila, one little, where they were selling things, from one place to another place, and I asked everybody for a shmek of tabrik. He said, told me, I'm a shigger. He went all the way there to get a few bits of shmek of tabrik to a few other people. So Chofetz Chaim and his old Mazach is by people in this world. And the Neshama comes from Lohinam Elyon, a long, long journey. It's not so easy. You go a long journey and has to go back. What's it come to this world for? What comes to this world to get? This is the marketplace. This is where it's getting tzchoyer for its whole life. The Neshama is nitzchi, it's from his oilam voed, and the Neshama has to have something to live off. This is the marketplace in the Neshama. So some people, like the real tzchoyerim, they go to the marketplace, they know what they're buying. They know they have to buy things for the whole year. And some people are like this shmerel, they come to this world, they have a shmek of tabak here, a shmek of tabak over there. That's where Esau was. Esau was, says, Vayuichal, Vayisht. He had a drink. That was life. Nothing more than that. Lumas Yaakov Avinu, Yoshev Aholim. He knew what the market was, what the tachlis was. Because Alzom, as there's no Mecca, has a Torah. The Torah, Shei Yikori, Mipninim. So, Mela, Torah embodies this thing, this message. It's not the day. The tachlis of the whole chayim from the person is to learn Torah, to have Torah, and every bit of Torah, every word of Torah is of immense value. Yeah. Just now, it's very interesting part of the parasha, two parts of the parasha I want to address. The first part of the parasha is Rashi brings that it's actually from Chazal. Before the brachas, Yitzchak called Esav, and he told Esav, I've got a job for you. Before I give you the brachas, I want you to go and shecht, go and take a behavior, a chaya, catch something for me, and bring it to me, bavu t'vocheni nafshecho, and all that should be able to give you the brachas. So Rashi really says very clearly, Rashi, that he instructed him to do shechita. Rashi says he told him to take your knife, talicho v'kashtecho. So Rashi says, he told him to sharpen his knife, and although the knife should be a kosher knife for shechita, he told him to do shechita. That's what Rashi says. So the Abyssinian Balatoysvas in the Chumash, and there's another sefer which has much more Balatoysvas recently brought out, found in Kisviyodas, have much more auras in the Pasha. Balatoysvas asks an interesting question. That's like this. That in the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Hei, the Gemara is a sugya. We know there's many halachas nechas shechita. What renders a shechita kosher shechita? There's halachas what you have. Rambam brings out this. There's halachas how you have to shecht. How, with what sort of knife you have to shecht. One of the halachas is that who is allowed to shecht? Who's allowed to shecht? Who, if someone shecht, anybody can shecht? Can a goy shecht? Will it be a kosher b'shechita? So the Gemara discusses that. So sugi and chulin, what happens if a mumah, somebody is mumah l'avei d'zorah, somebody who's he's astray from the Torah, and he's mumah l'avei d'zorah, he's serious l'avei d'zorah, if he does shechita, is his shechita a good shechita? We know the Gemara, one man Dama says, Rav Onan Shmuel says, there is a good shechita. Maskolah from the Gemara is, a shechita as mumah is a possible shechita. A mumah l'avei d'zorah who shechts, you can't eat from his shechita. Asked by the Tosfos, Esav was a mumah l'avei d'zorah. So how could Yitzchak eat from the shechita of Esav? That's what Bala Tosfos asks. How could Yitzchak eat from the shechita of Esav? So he breaks down the question in two, to Bala Tosfos. He says like this, that till, he says, the passage Mavua that Yitzchak ate from Shechitas Esav the whole time. It says at the beginning of the parasha that Kitzayid Befiv, he ate the Tzayid of Esav. It says, of that about the tomb says, you know, about Balatrisus, at the beginning Esav wasn't yet a Muma. He only came later on a Muma. So Yitzchak only ate from Esav's Shechita before he became a Muma. Whereas, coming closer to the Barachas, Esav for sure was a Muma. So how could he ask him to shecht? Says Malat Tosfos, he didn't know that he was a mumah. Yitzchak didn't know, and the Rebbe Shlomo Taker made, and he gave from Yaakov's.
He can't
be didn't
know
because
the food doesn't let food come to.
Oh, that's his gasha. Says Malat Tosfos. Very good. Malat Tosfos. Either Rebbe Shlomo is matzel that the tzaddikim are not nichshel and vayisa. Says the Malat Tosfos. That's why. And then they didn't eat from Esav's food. He ate from Yaakov's food.
I mean, well,
later on he didn't say he ate from it. He brought in, maybe it was full. Maybe he said he couldn't eat anymore. He gave him a brach. He didn't say he ate from his food. So don't answer the question and answer. The question is, how could Yitzchak eat from the shechit of Esav? The Teretz says, early on he wasn't yet a mumah, and when he became a mumah, the Rebbe Shem Taka saved him, and he did not eat from his shechit. That's what it says. So we're going to break down the question of the Tosfos and the answer of Tosfos. Break it down a little bit.
Sorry, are we saying that he became a mummer on that day?
Oh, so we're going to see when he became a mummer. Yeah. That's a bit difficult. Where do we know Esau was a mummer at all? So the famous Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara Kedushin calls Esau Yisrael Mumu. That's the Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara talks about Yerusha, Esau Yisrael Mumu. So we've got a Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't say when that happened. So Bala doesn't say later, doesn't say when it was. Oh, that's very interesting. From the Tkufa of Avraham Avinu, they already called Yisrael. That's where the Avram, that's when it started, the Bechira from Klal Yisrael, it's called Yisrael. So it's an Yisrael moment. Wait, let's break it down before. Rashi Alatoya, Rashi says that Oisayoyim, the day that they became Gedolim and they became 13 years old, Zeh Pirish Lavi Dezora, Zeh Pirish Lavi Samedish. Rashi Mechazal. So according to Rashi, when did he become a Mumah L'avei d'Zorah? As soon as he was Bar Mitzvah. That's going to be a bit problematic, because you can't say that Yitzchak ate from his Shechita Tzayid Befeir before he was Bar Mitzvah. Because a Kodn Shechts is also a problem. You need Oim Dal Gabov. So he couldn't have been eating from his Shechita when he was a Kodn. So naturally, he ate from his Shechita when he became a Godel. So then that will fit with his standards. According to Rashi, B'Shem Chazal, that he became a Mumah as soon as he became a Godel, straight away became a Mumah. So that's going to be a bit difficult, the Teretz of Tosfos. Must say, that's that Rashi. It's another Chazal. Chazal said he was 15 years old and Avraham Avinu was Niftah. That was that day. He did Chomesh Aveiros. One of the Aveiros was Avei Dezora. So I don't know if that will make him a Mumah. Maybe he did Aveiros once. That's Mufush Chazal. Maybe he only became a Mumah. Avei Dezora means he's doing it the whole time. Maybe a Tosfos is in later. But according to Rashi, that Teretz is not a good Teretz. So Tosfos, Rashi says, clearly is a Pirish L'avei d'Zorah. So let's ask Tosfos Teretz. Let's go to Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos got interesting to Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is, how could Yitzchak eat from the Shechita of Esau, because Esau was a Mumah L'avei d'Zorah? So let's break down the question. We said the Gemara's maskone is that a mumar avid zora does a shechita, it's a posel shechita. Now why? So it's not clear in the Rishonim why is it posel. What's wrong? A mumar avid zora. He's a yid. To a yid, is there anything wrong? He did the shechita kedosa gedin. The shechita, he checked his knife, he did everything right. What's wrong with the shechita? So in Rashi, in Chulin, there's mashmois. That's what it says in Mefush and Shulta Givorim, the back. The Rashi holds that the shechita of an amuma is not possible, is not totally possible. It's only as chashash. We're chushash that he's not reliable. Maybe that the shechita should make it in. Therefore, the Shulta Givorim says, if a mumma now with his own shechts, and he's not somebody watching him, Oymed al Gabov, check him to make sure he does the shechita properly, then there's no problem with the shechita. So, according to this mahalach, shechita's mumma isn't a problematic shechita. The shechita is a kosher shechita, we can't rely on it. Therefore, if somebody watches it, it's a good shechita. So, according to that shechita, is not a difficult question at all. Because Yitzchak did not know that he was a mumma. The whole question is that the Rebbe Yisrael does net tzaddikim eat something which is osa. So on that, it could have been, and anything the Rebbe Yisrael knew that Shniyeh Esau did a kosher shechita. Just like Oymed al Gabov, somebody watching that he does a good shechita helps. So Rebbe Yisrael made sure he did a good shechita. There's no problem with the actual shechita, you just can't rely on it. So if Yitzchak would have known. Sorry? Oh, that's another thing. So it's not a possible shechita. Just you can't rely on it. So when Yitzchak didn't know, so he could ask him to do the shechita. And the kasher of the first asks, how could the Rebbe Shlomo always matzel tzaddikim from chait? Look at me. He made sure that he did a good shechita. The kasher that he's asking that is also a shechita avidus. There's a chashash yeshechdos for avidusor. That's also clear. Tosa says in Chulin that's only a koymel avidusor. Somebody is a priest, a choish, a galach. Say, I don't know if it's Esau was holding by that level. It doesn't say.
Maybe so, Yitzchak could see.
Yeah.
Maybe he could see.
So, therefore.
Therefore, you can't ask him why.
Right. So that's according to that teretz. According to that shita, the whole kasha falls away. But really, Toysas goes to Shitosa in Chulin, at Toysas holds, a shechit van a mumma is posel min a toira. A Toysas means a posuk, v'zovachto, that's the makoyer from shechita, you need a bar zvicha. You need a person who's a bar zvicha, which comes to exclude, says Toysas, a goy, I guess not then. A goy, and also Mumalabi, the Zohar's got a din goy, he's no longer included in to Zvicha. He's not a bar Zvicha, he cannot shech. The Kuntu is as possible, even if you would watch him and if you do a good shechita, the shechita is not valid. So Toizas, the Shitosa, asks a good question, how could you rely on a shechita? Because the Rashi, the kasha is no kasha at all, right? So we've started off with the question, the Rashi is. Toza's tarots won't go with Rashi, because Toza's answer is that he became a mumma later on. Rashi said he became a mumma straight away. Rashi said he became a mumma when? As soon as he became Gedoilin. So the tarots of Toza won't go with Rashi. So how is Rashi going to answer it? Tarots says, the whole question doesn't start according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, the whole psul of a mumma is not really possible, you just can't rely on him. So Yitzchak didn't know, so he was able to rely on him. Why the Rebbe Yishon was a matzel, the tzaddik? He was, he made sure the shechita was a good shechita. So that's Rashi, but the side Rashi is clear. So the Tosfos who holds that is posel, so Tosfos had to come with a teretz, that he only became a mumma later on. So that's putting one nekuda aside. One another shlav a bit further, is another way to break down Tosfos' question. Tosfos asks a question that, how could he ask Esau to do shechita? Shechita's mumma. There's another Gemara in Chulin, a very interesting Gemara, which the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, when were Klal Yisrael Metzuva, when did they have to start doing Shechita? It's not so clear. It's Machlokes Tanoim, Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Shmuel, Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin. Rabbi Kiva holds that when Klal Yisrael, even after Kabbalah Satoira, they were not mechuyev to do Shechita straight away until they came into Eretz Yisrael after Kibush and Chiluk. That means at the beginning. Sorry? Oh, we'll soon come on time. They were not mechuyev to do Shechita till afterwards. And they could do Lashna Gemara is Nechira. They could do Nechira. Now, what is Nechira? It's not Klal. What is Nechira? Whether Nechira is any form of killing an animal. Kibega, I'm not going to go to Kibega, takes on that Nechira means Nechira Simonim. Now, you mechuyev to actually cut the Simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe of the animal. But you know, you don't have to do it with all the halachas of Shechita. Any way you can do it, you can do it with a blunt knife, you can do it with any form. You kill the animal through cutting its pipes, windpipe and food pipe. It's not halachas how you do it. That's called Nechira. Only after Kibush and Chiluk, then they became a chuyev b'shechita. As that's what Kiva holds. Now, you can analyze over here. The Ovos who kept the Torah. Ovos kept the Torah before Matan Torah. Now, which mitzvahs did they keep? I mean, even though the Torah was not given to the Har Sinai, they weren't yet mitzvah, but they kept the Torah beforehand. Now, what about mitzvahs which even after Matan Torah, they had a time to it? So it's not just they weren't yet instructed. The Torah says even after Matan Torah, they belong after Knisa L'Aretz, after you come to Eretz Yisrael. Did they always do those mitzvahs? I mean, before Matan Torah, means they weren't yet, the Bereshit wasn't yet Tzavah Klal Yisrael. So they always kept the mitzvahs even before the Tzivui. But mitzvahs even which after the Tzivui, even after the Bereshit again, the Torah said they belong after a certain time, maybe the others also, they weren't better off than the Yidden after Matan Torah. Did they do those mitzvahs? So there is a tzad to say, called the Bekiva, even the Yidden after Matan Torah, they could do Nechira, they could do just breaking the Simonim. So there were the Ovos, Kenz and the Ovos also, they didn't have to do Kosher Shechita. And if they didn't have to do Kosher Shechita, the famous Rosh, in Yuma, the Rosh says that Nechira, even a Goy could do it. Nafkamina is, his one man, the Omer holds that by Oif, by bird, you don't have to Shechita and Atoy, you can just do Nechira. Says the Rosh over there, he's talking about in Kiva, somebody who has to eat, he said you can do it through a Goy. There's no halacha of a baz vicha when you do a nechira. Then according to that mahalach, very good. Means the always didn't have to do a kosher shechita at all. They could use even something that was not kosher nechira. When do you need to do a kosher shechita? Says the Gemara by korbanos, they need to do a kosher shechita. So meila here's a korban. Here's the Rashi, Chazal say it was called Pesach and Kneged, called Pesach and called Chagiga by the Brochas. So here he had the Issa of instruction, here sharpen your knife, here's Shechita. Till now, it wasn't Shechita, it was Nechira. At this point, it was Shechita. With that, he answered another Kasha, which is before Hashem asked, why did he tell him to sharpen his knife now? Chazal say, that's a Kasha. Till now, he wasn't careful to sharpen his knife. He tells us till now, according to this Malach, till now he didn't do Shechita. Now you come into Korbanos, you have to Shechita. Chazal say more, Tzoyed, Tzunoli Tzoyed, the Pasuk says with a hey at the end. Hey, he taught him the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. Only now. Because till now, I didn't have to do Shechita. So that's another Mahalach, how you can answer it. But it's not so simple, I'm going to finish off at this point. It's very famous, the Oilem Noam is probably the Pasuk by Yosef, a Tzadik, it says when the Shvatim came down, Tvoyach, Tebach, Vaochein. Chazal learned from there, Gid Anoshe. Tvoyach Tevach, Shecht. So Rashi in Chulin, that's Adi Aleph, Rashi says, Tvoyach Tevach, says Rashi, She'a'obo Yisva Ashvotim, Oyin Yisharim Mishchita. They used to be Makvid on Shechita. So Rashi says, Kileli, they didn't do Nechira. They were Makvid, Yisva Tzadik, do Nechira. They were to Shechita. So going to Rashi says, Klol HaNol 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 But Rashi says clearly that they did Shechita beforehand. They always. So this time it won't go with Pirashi. They did Shechita. Ashur, Mr. Mishal, Ashur over there says that who did the Shechita? Tvoyach Tevach. Who did the Shechita there? You're the same Kasha over there. Yosef said, Por alem a Shechita. Show them that was a good Shechita. But who's doing the Shechita? The person in Yosef's house, Kipshuta. He did the Shechita for the Shvatim. And who was he? He was a Goy. So how could he do Shechita if they were making the Shechita? Says the Rav Shor, Nochalami, they didn't do Shechita. They offered the behemoth to the Shvatim, and they told the Shvatim to do Shechita. It's a bit of a Gemara.
Doesn't it say Vayomer Lasher El Beisoy, and that was
Masha? Oh yeah, but they didn't. But they wouldn't know who Masha was. They wouldn't rely on it.
They wouldn't rely on it.
So he wanted to give them something.
Unless it was Masha.
It's true, but they wouldn't have relied on it. How would he give them something? They were Machshav Dan Shechita. Says the Masha, he must have offered them to Shech the Behemah. They wouldn't help a Goy. That's only yeah, for Goy than that. So as I say, Masha. So we're going to finish off. Then Oyesi Aki, a very famous Tshuva Sefer, the brother of Dvar Avrom. He's got a Tshuva Sefer, which then, yeah. So he says like this. He says, I thought the Oyesi would ask this. He says he doesn't understand the whole Masha. This is a horror on the whole shtickle. He doesn't understand the whole Masha. What is the Masha's problem? That how could the Goy do the Shechita? He says the reason why a Goy is supposed to Shechita is because we said at the beginning, Torah says Vizalvach. You need a bar zvicha. Somebody is Mitzuva on Shechita. So he says the Ovois and the Shvatim, before the Torah was given, they also were mitzvah on Shechita. So when they did Shechita, they didn't give word Mekayim that din. So let's say one of the Shvatim was done Shechita. So he would have done all the halachas, a good knife, and made sure to cut it properly. But when you Mekayim the halacha, you need a bar zvicha, somebody's mitzvah on Shechita to Shecht. They also were mitzvah on Shechita. So in any case, he asked, they're doing Shechita without the halacha. So who said there's a problem? Why can't they use a goy? They could use a mumma as well. I said, no, you see, I can ask some of the Masha. The Masha was over there bothered, how could Yosef offer the behemoth to the brothers? He says, Masha, you had to tell them to shecht it. He says, no, Yosef, he doesn't understand. The obvious himself also weren't mitzvahs. They also weren't blazvicha. So, according to this, no, Yosef, the whole kasha of Yosef falls away. Because what's the whole kasha? How could Yitzchak ask Esav to shecht? He's a mumma. He's not a Baz Vich, he's not Mitzvah and Shechita. And Yitzchak was, it's before the Torah. So in any case, the Shechita before the Torah couldn't have had the halacha. So maybe he doesn't have that problem. So the Raya from Torah says, like the Masha, that even though before the Torah there were Mitzvah and Shechita, the Shvatim and the Ovois, they were more connected to Shechita. Since eventually there were Yidden who would be Bnei Shechita, they already called Bnei Shechita, and they were more kosher than using a goy. But that's the mokim to address over here. Whether before the Torah, the obvious in any case were Bnei Shechita, would it be possible this halacha of Bnei Shechita? That's this one part. Let's finish off with something actually beautiful, which for me this was something special on the Chilik HaGod of the Parsha. There's a part of the parasha which is a cornerstone for the whole Yisrael of Klal Yisrael. It's Adechod Tzacheni. It's a very unclear part of the parasha. It's the parasha of the brachos. Yitzchak wanted to give Esav the brachos, and what happened? Rivka came along and she told Yaakov to come instead and take the brachos. And Farshim say these are the brachas. The daily is brachas. He chose his one who's going to inherit him. He chose who's going to be mamshich kalisro, who's going to set up kalisro. So what were the brachas? The chayra, the brachas he was going to give Esau. So if you look at the psukim, it sounds like the brachas he actually gave Yaakov, which he thought was Esau. He would have given those brachas to Esau. It was really Yaakov. So what were the brachas? Let's look at the brachas. So he said to him, have a gvir l'achecha. You should be gvir l'achecha, which seemingly he thought it was Esav, and he wanted to make Esav gvir l'achecha. It's always bothered me. It's machlekes in Yishoinim, living in Yishoinim. How much did Yitzchak know Esav wasn't Beseda? Interesting, Tosfos in two places says that he knew Esav wasn't against the good. Why did he want to give him the brachas? Says Tosfos in one place, yeah, the major Akasa Triftin. He said to him, listen, Esau every day brings me food. I ask him, he puts himself in a sakana to bring me food. And he told him before, he's Petira, Yitzchak, I'm a Chulib Akasa Triftin, I have to pay him off, so I have to give him brachas. That's all about Tosfos in one place. Another place, Tosfos says that he held that Esau needs Chizuk. Yaakov doesn't, Chizuk. Yaakov's He said, "Lovely, lovely. Chizuk, I need some chizuk in order to keep it going. I'm getting him in the brachas." What do you think of Shalom when you're showing him Balatesis? He knew Yaakov was. Yitzchak Avad knew Yaakov was. So what was he was going to tell Esav? I have gvil achecho. Give him brachas. But these brachas he was going to give Esav. It's one question. Another question, you see at the end of the, after Esav comes in, one thing was a whole big mistake. Esav said, she says, Gam Baruch Yehye. Oh, now I realize it was Yaakov. Gam Baruch Yehye. It's good. He should have got the brachas. So Rashi already says, Abshatani. But Fib Shuta is very schwer. What's going on, Gam Baruch Yehye? The whole thing. You're supposed to go to Esav. What's he giving? He's putting salt on the wound, as they say. So I saw Abshat in the Drosh Saran. It's one of the Rishonim, the Ram. He's got a Sefer Drosh Saran. Shemur Yedik a Sefer, the Ram is, it's a Sefer compiled of a couple of Droshes the Ram gave in his city in Spain. So Ram says in Drosh HaChamish, he says like this. Ram has got a different mahalach in the Brochas of Yitzchak. He says like this. He says, the Ram starts with a question like this. It's a short part. He says, he takes on that Yitzchak did not know anything by Esav. He thought Esav was normal, perfectly okay. So he asks the question, why did the Ribbono Shel not tell Yitzchak to hold him by the brachas, the future of the Klal Yisrael, future of the Doris, Yitzchak wants to give a bracha to Esav. Yitzchak was a Novi. Why did the Ribbono Shel not be Megala to Yitzchak who Esav was, who Yaakov was? Couldn't have told him. Says the Ram like this. He says, just imagine that Yitzchak, after many years, bringing up his two children, the Ribbono Shel was Galatim, that you know, one of your children is not the Seder. What would have been the reaction of Yitzchak? It says Yitzchak would have been totally tzibrochen, totally broken. Totally broken. Says the Ram, to give a brocha, a person needs, Roshna Posek in Yehuda says, to give a brocha, a person has to be a kli, able to give a brocha, you have to be a keli for it. And the kli, you see, that's the reason why Yitzchak asked for food. Why did he ask for food before he gives the brachas? So Mefarshim say, because he wanted his nefesh to feel rochav, nefesh to feel happy. When a person's happy, he gives a bracha with a whole heart. A bracha with a whole heart is chal. That works. A bracha when a person's not in the right mood, right, that bracha doesn't work. If a Mefarshim would have told Yitzchak, this is the Ran, what really the situation of Esav is, Elochan Ami, Yitzchak would have called in Yaakov and given the bracha. It would have been a broken Yitzchak. And that brachas of the Ram would never have had the cue. The Ribbono Shel wanted Yitzchak, the brachas of Klal Yisrael, the future of the Yisrael, wanted Yitzchak. Yitzchak shouldn't know what's going on. With a leiv, with a nefesh chafetz, so he gave over these brachas, without any daigas, such brachas have a cue. But the Ram adds in one more. Says the Ram, but those brachas were brachas of Atollah. He's giving brachas to somebody else. It's a toss. How do those brachas work? The whole thing's a toss. Says the Ram, no. We think the brachas of Ovis means they chose the words of the brachas. If they chose the brachas, they chose to bench Esav and not Yaakov. It won't work. Says the Ram, no. All the Ovis did was they made themselves the kli. They made themselves ready for the Shechinah to speak out the brachas. But they never chose the words. He called in Esav, he thought it was Esav. And he made himself roy that the Shekhinah should speak through him. The words, but the Ribbono Shel chose those words. That means we go back to the original question. He didn't intend to say these words. He didn't know what words were going to come out of his mouth. He's calling in Esav, and the words are going to come out. What were the words which came out? These words came out. So it's not that he would have said, Gvir Samti Lecha. He would have said, you should be a leader of your brothers. He didn't know what words would have come out. These are the words that Ribbono Shel put in his mouth to say to Yaakov. So the Ram, so there's no toss. Because he didn't decide what to say. These are the words, and the vuvush came out. So the Esav came later on. Esav said there's a mistake. He said, can't bog here. The Ribbono Shel put those words in my mouth. It's mukach that they're supposed to go to him. But I never decided which words to say. Every word over here was Shechina Medam Tergoine. So it's a whole different look at the parasha. We're talking about over here, he's just making himself a kli. And the Ribbono Shel is talking and deciding who is taking over Yitzchak, the future generations.
Shkaya.